I'm here with Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, Tim Hoover with the Denver Post, and the Durango Herald's Joe Hannell. It's that time of year when anything can happen under the Gold Dome, and bills that have spent weeks, maybe months on the calendar will meet their fate. Patrick Malone, we'll start with you. Some of these items are near and dear to the governor's heart.
Yes, Governor Hickenlooper has gotten comfortable enough this year, I guess, to throw his weight behind certain pieces of legislation. He went as far as to testify about his own very personal experience about being held back as an elementary school student, and that was in support of a bill that would put some standards around childhood literacy. A year ago, we were hearing complaints from the legislature that the governor was not asserting himself enough, and now that he has, he's seeing an awful lot of the things that he likes killed. In the past week, what could be characterized as a gentle reorganization of agencies that oversee early childhood services was squashed by a House Republican committee. House Republicans poked him in the eye one more time by saying, "Governor, we don't think you're doing enough for victims of a recent fire, and we want to find a way to help them more."
And another bill the governor said he supported is civil unions. He mentioned it during his State of the State address, one of the few items he did talk about, saying, "This is the year this bill should pass." Joe, that measure is still up in the air.
That's right. It just passed the Senate on the exact same margin that it did last year, 23-12. Now it's headed into the House, and the Democrats worked for a long time to try to get a Republican sponsor. They weren't able to do that. Now they're saying it's going to face a very uphill battle in the House. It's hard to say what will happen. There are definitely some Republicans who do support it. But sponsors are starting to say it looks like we might have to wait until next year. Again, these are Democrats thinking that next year they will be in charge of the House of Representatives.
And Tim Hoover with the Denver Post, what other big issues have you been following that are still hanging in the balance?
Well, one issue that everyone thought was going to be this huge battle and that really has kind of fizzled is the telecommunications modernization bill. This is a bill that a lot of telecommunications companies were pushing to in hopes of updating the state laws on telecommunications, and it was opposed by CenturyLink. And the thing is that it appears that CenturyLink may be sort of winning in this because now there's bipartisan opposition to this bill. It may never get off the ground. This was supposed to be one of the biggest battles at the Capitol, tons of lobbyists in on it. Right now, it looks like it's been kind of wounded.
What else, Joe?
Tim, I agree that telecommunications bill was rolled out with great fanfare, and it just kind of disappeared. And when that happens, that almost always means bad news for the bill in question. A couple other bills that might or might not be in that category that we're still waiting for. There's a big drug sentencing reform bill. They're going to take simple drug possession down from a felony to a misdemeanor. We're also looking at reorganizing the state's new Parks and Wildlife Commission. That bill still needs to get through in the last few days here. And finally, the governor has been pushing a reorganization of his energy office, which has been kind of a windmills and solar panels type of an office. He wants to include oil and gas promotion in it. That idea definitely is not popular with Democrats. So that bill is on the block. Pretty much enough to keep us busy for the last couple of days around here.
And Patrick?
Well, I think what some of the lawmakers have discovered is, careful what you ask for, you just might get it, because now that the governor is espousing what he really thinks about certain legislation, it doesn't line up with what they would like it to be. And as long as that's the case, they're probably going to wish next year that he would shut up.
That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, and Tim Hoover, a reporter for the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.